I don't care what is happening in your life. God who is able is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, power, glory, glory. Bring your sick and your weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change. Now, these 10 men, in the natural, look at me, look at my spouse. Can you see me? There's no way I can put these 10 men down. God is giving me physical illustration to give a scripture. If I want to pass, at this 10 men say no, in my natural strength, it's impossible. They'll stop me. Am I coming with you? There's no way these 10 men say no, I can pass them. That's how some things have resisted in the energy of the flesh. Now join your shoulders and pass your hand. This is what the Holy Ghost does. I want to be very practical in my teaching. Now, 10 men, please step down and go with themselves. Now look at them. These 10 men are so powerful. That's how some forces, some things have existed. Politically, socially, financially. You just found out that you can't hold your energy. You are brilliant, but you work nothing to show. Promotion, they just sat on it. Business stands still. Marriage, no way. In the energy of the flesh, you can't do it. That says not by your mind. By my mind, I can't bring this people down. It's not possible. There's no mind I can use, no matter how I train, to bring these 10 men with my size. It's not possible. Am I coming with you? They will stop me. How many of you know that? But in the energy of the flesh, I can go. But look at how the Holy Ghost works. And this is how it works. Now, join your hands. Holy Ghost, bring them down in Jesus' name. Leave them. Just leave them. Did I struggle for them to fall down? That's not what the anointing does. It just clears them off your way. I'm gonna ask someone I'm talking about. Everything give you discomfort has ended today. If you believe that, say amen. He will destroy sickness. He will destroy failure. He will destroy diseases. Anything making life uncomfortable for you shall be destroyed. If you believe that, say, shall we eat in plenty? Say, as the rain falls, bringing me into superabundance, the same rain of the Holy Ghost will wash away shame in my life, in my family, business, and career. Anything contrary to beauty will be washed away by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You know what the anointing of the Holy Ghost does? He brings beauty, he silences the enemy, and restores your dignity. Where the days of the fullness of inheritance, as children of God, hear this truth, we are created to matter in our generation. We are women and men of unquestionable dominion. He said, you shall have dominion. You shall have dominion. But something happened. Every time beauty wants to march, darkness will struggle. Check your Bible. There's nowhere beauty came forth that Satan didn't contest. Every time you want to move to a new phase, Satan must contend with you. Check the whole Bible. There was nowhere Satan allowed any man move to his next level of lifting without a contention. Not one. When God started creation, I'll give you an example from the Bible, and then you see how it all happened. The Almighty God, to move to the next phase of beauty, Satan came. In Genesis chapter 1, listen carefully. God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. Then Satan came, darkness. Anyway, you see, darkness is the devil. Who brought darkness? It was not God. If it was God, God would have said, let there be light, with anger. Satan introduced darkness to corrupt creation. But God introduced his spirit. He moved, in verse 2, upon the face of the waters. God was advanced to bring beauty out of chaos. Satan came in. You see? And God said, I don't care, you devil. I'm wiser than you. Light, come forth. And there was light. But before light came, the Holy Ghost moved. Jesus was to come out of the grave to bring beauty to humanity. With that resurrection, there wouldn't be Christianity. Satan came and said, seal this tomb. Don't allow him come out. He contested with him. He said, make sure he doesn't come out. And the Holy Ghost went into the regions of dead and brought him out. The apostles, they were to move to the next phase. In the upper room, they said, these men are drunk. See the way they are doing like men who are drunk. Satan made sure he contested. But after that, the beauty emerged. Every time your beauty is about to emerge, Satan will contest with you. That's why God said, it is not by your might. It is not by your power. The mountain is the devil. He said, that mountain that they don't want to place. Now let me do something to you that will baffle you. You will not do it by your power and mind. Are you getting what I'm saying? Satan is not physical that you can use karate to face him. No. Now, Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, verse 7. I'm going to read something to you. Now, he said, then he answered and said, spake unto me, say, this is the word of the Lord unto David. Put your name there. Saying, not by your mind, not by you know governor, you know head of state. He said, not by that. Not by your education, not by your eloquence. Your mind is too small to stand him. Not by your power, your connection is too weak. He said, not by your mind, not by your power. Don't think that your power, you know, I'm connected, you'll be disconnected. He said, yeah, this, your connection is too small when it comes to the devil. Said the Lord of hosts, not man speaking. This is God speaking. But look at verse 7. Say, where are thou, O great mountain, before David in Beomia? Put your name there. He said, thou shalt become a plain. That means you'll be leveled. Hear this. Many stop there. That's why they don't understand the secret. Many of us, when we read there, we stop. No, that was not it. Zerubbabel said, and he shall bring forth the hailstone thereof with shouting, crying. That word grace is the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Zerubbabel said, oh, I can't do it. I cry for your grace. I wrote a book, Wonders of Grace. In that book, I explained that verse. He said, Holy Spirit, I need you. I need grace to move this mountain. And when he prayed, the mountain left. How many want that grace to walk? How many want that grace to walk? Say today, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, every mountain before me must go. Say it with understanding. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost, every mountain before me must go. Must go. Must go. Must go. Must go. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost, every mountain must go. Must go. Must go. It's time. It must go. I can no longer be enslaved. Now hear this truth. It is time for the church to take the stage. Are you getting me now? Can I humble you? You can't take political stage except you move the mountain off. Because the man who is not a child of God uses every negative force to stand there. They have cartels even in politics. I hope you know that. And they don't use normal. Don't think it's the voting. It's there's a cartel, every demonic cartel. That you cannot use your English to clear them. But when he comes, he moves them out of the way. Your beauty will emerge today. Your blessings will come today. By the anointing. Exploit here this in the kingdom of God is impossible without the Holy Ghost. But how do we do it? I'm going to show you something that will humble you. I was studying and hear this. The Bible has two sections that many don't know. When Jesus came, he came and did not open the day of vengeance. Jesus finished and left. Then the Holy Ghost came and opened vengeance. I will show you from scriptures. That was why when Peter, James, and John were passing through Samaria, and they troubled them and they said, can we call fire down? Jesus said, no, don't do that. I came now to forgive man. I don't do that now. But when he left and the Holy Ghost came, that was where the church took dominion. He said, and this is the day of vengeance. That's why Paul could look at a man like, if it was when Jesus was there, Paul wouldn't have prayed that prayer. Paul said, you devil, be blind. Are you going to say now? That's why religious people mix it. They didn't know the time of Jesus and the time of the Holy Ghost. The two are not the same. The time of Jesus was when he came to forgive man. That time, there was no vengeance. But after he left, he said, deal with the devil now. I give you authority. Deal with him. Take vengeance. Holy Ghost. That was why Ananias and Sapphira could die. If it was Jesus, they wouldn't have died. Are you getting what I'm saying now? I'll show you from scriptures. Because until you clear wickedness, you can't take charge. If you're a child of God, you don't know the ministry of the vengeance, you can never reign in life.
David Ibiomi will be right back.
That which is born of the spirit is spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. God created you from where? Himself. So you cannot maximize, realize your potential as a child until you go back to your source. You don't walk to earn, you walk to learn. You walk to contribute, your potentials will come out. Never go to work in a place because they pay you. Go to work in a place because you have something to offer. God does not give fruit. He gives you seed, then the seed goes to become. Every time, challenge yourself to be better than what you are. So potential is unexposed ability and latent power.
To get a copy of this message on DVD, audio CD, and MP3, contact us through the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Every day improve your life. Every day. The more you improve your life, the more you become stronger.
New release by your best-selling author, David Ibiomi. The Power of Small Beginning. Miracle Hands. Living Without Financial Pressure. The Prosperous Family. How to Hear from God. How Faith Works. Unlimited Success. Recovering Your Inheritance. Releasing Your Destiny. Keys to Impactful Living. Created for Distinction. And lot more. You will discover the plan and purpose of God for your life, family, finances, relationship, businesses, and career as you go through the pages of these books. To get a copy of any of these books, please call the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
So I'll take charge. Tell your neighbor, take charge. By clearing every clearable. Let me show you something, Luke 4, quickly, so that we can go ahead to business. Somebody's already getting blessed. Who is getting blessed? Martin has left. If problems go, what happens? Blessing comes. If no witch is worrying you, this must happen. If nobody's opposing you, this must go well. And you don't do it by power and might. Hello. Hello. Luke 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He anointed me, Jesus speaking, to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are what? Bruised. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And He closed the book. And He did what? Jesus closed the year. This was the formal rain. This was what? At this point, Jesus did not go further. But look at Isaiah 61. You understand the same scripture now. Isaiah 61. Are you there? Look at it. There you understand, then I will pray. Isaiah 61, we read from verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord, the same words Jesus spoke. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. Are you there? The same thing Jesus said. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to them that are what? And to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. This was where Jesus stopped in Luke chapter 4. Are you there now? Look at the next sentence. And the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn. This was where the Holy Ghost started. This is where we are now. Jesus stopped in the day of what? In the proclaimed acceptable year of the Lord. That was where Jesus stopped. Then when He left, the Holy Ghost entered to the day of vengeance. How many understand what I'm talking about? The latter day began with what? With the Holy Spirit of vengeance. Now hear this. Whatever is tampering with your destiny in God, whatever is afflicting, humiliating you, whatever is against your peace, progress, against your career, business, your life and children, God is going to command vengeance against them in the name of Jesus. According to the divine program of God, we have stepped into the day of vengeance. Everything humiliating the church, until you address it, you can't arrest it. That's why He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment shall condemn. Now hear this and hear me well. One day Paul was preaching. And as Paul was preaching, a man called Elymas came and began to play some funny things with Paul. He was trying to turn the deputy's face, a great man who Paul was preaching to. And Paul turned and looked at him. He said, you devil, son of the devil, be blind. Everybody was afraid. The Bible said they held the sorcerer by hand. So there was fear. Am I talking? You cannot grow as a Christian until you clear the devil. And you can't clear the devil in the energy of the flesh. Do you understand where I'm coming? When vengeance comes, God deals with whoever wants to deal with you. I came to announce you in this anointing service. Everyone sitting on your destiny will be cleared in the name of Jesus Christ. So the number one job of the Holy Ghost is to execute vengeance upon the enemies of God's people. Upon the enemies of... Hello. That is number one assignment. The Holy Ghost's number one assignment is to clear everything clearable. He's the bulldozer. His number one job is to do what? Execute vengeance upon all the enemies of God's people. His number two job, hear this, is to make sure there's no mourning in the church. No what? Time has come. I will not record anybody mourning. Hello. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Where you will not put your hand on your shoulder because of bad news. This is number two job. Hello. Now, if you read also the apostle, you find out that when he came, there was no lack in the church. Have you ever heard it? The Bible said there was no lack amongst the apostles. Have you ever heard that? That everybody was rich. Hello. Can I tell you something? You cannot take over wealth in the energy of the flesh. Can I tell you something? You can't even take political power in the energy of the flesh. Hello. There are people who have vowed never to leave seat. It's not by might. It's not by power. But by my spirit, saith the Lord. That mountain, whether human or demonic, today God will take vengeance. God will take vengeance. God will take vengeance. God will take vengeance. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Now hear this. At creation, darkness came. I want to be very sensitive. We have switched over. Darkness came upon the whole creation. Beauty could not emerge. Chaos was there. Your life may look chaotic. Void. Nothing to show. You are working hard, schooled, went to the best. You can't account for anything. People you taught, riffraffs, are even giving you money. No, that's not God's plan for you. You are a creature of envy. You cannot be begging from a man who you know you are far better. Something is wrong somewhere. I came to announce to you, that thing that was stopping you will clear this hour. That cloud that came upon creation came upon many people. But God said his spirit moved. And that same Holy Ghost is here right now. Whether you're watching on the internet, whether you're watching in the church, the same Holy Ghost is here upon everyone at this hour. Wherever the enemy has beclouded your life from getting married, beclouded you from getting fruitful, beclouded from getting the next blessings, I decree by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that darkness go out of your life. That darkness move 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 out of your life. That darkness moves out of your life. In the name of Jesus.
Everyone who has not accepted Jesus as he is our Lord and Savior, say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Improve your life every day. The more you improve your life, the more you become stronger.
New release by your best-selling author, David the BME. The Power of Small Beginning. Miracle Hands. Living Without Financial Pressure. The Prosperous Family. How to Hear from God. How Faith Works. Unlimited Success. Recovering Your Inheritance. Releasing Your Destiny. Keys to Impactful Living, Created for Distinction, and Lot More. You will discover the plan and purpose of God for your life, family, finances, relationship, businesses, and career as you go through the pages of these books. To get a copy of any of these books, please call the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Thank you for watching Hour of Salvation. For more information about Salvation Ministries, how you can become a member, and how you can get in your our materials, visit salvationministrieshs.org. You can also watch David Ibiomi in our live services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and Thursday from 4:30 p.m. GMT Bottles 1. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Send in your testimonies and prayer requests to info@salvationministrieshs.org, PO Box 13670, Port Harcourt, Nigeria, or call the number you see on your screen. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself. Jesus is Lord forever.